Memerson, we are in the middle of Taisvis, but in order for us to understand the second Mahalach in Taisvis, we have to learn the Gemara further. Tanan Hosam, so around six lines from the bottom. Tanan Hosam, Sela Shenifsalo, Vihiskino Shiyeshaiku Bo Mishkolois. Sela that was Nifsal, and let us avoid problems. Nifsal means that it was Nifsal Paslosai Malchus. So it's not used anymore, not anymore in circulation. Viskina she shayt kubo mishkailas. She was mesakin that it should be used as weights. Tmeya, so it's mekabel tumen. Just let's see, Taisvis hanamad beis on this aloche. Let us see, Taisvis hanamad beis hanamad beis. Viskina. Im Tzricha Maisa, so it seems that it's only Mekabel Tume after he did something, Vihiskina. So Taisvis did not know exactly if for to be used as weights if you need a Maisa. So Taisvis says, Im Tzricha Maisa, Kemoi Chitoch. That means it's not, you can't use it for weights, Kozman, you don't cut it, it should fit the scales. Tosi Shaper, the Nokat Hiskina. The Midi, the Mechusa Moloche, ain't Tomei b'Machshava, ki Nemrina b'Merube. The Gemara says in Merube that if it's Mechusa Mais, it's not Mekabel Tume, so it's very Meduyik b'Hiskina. V'Eino Tzricha Chitoch, if we will say that the weights can be used, the coins can be used as weights without any physical tikkun, Ein etzricha chitoch, havi hiskina lav dafke, so then, it doesn't have to be that he was, did a pu'ule. The chola kelim yordim lidei tumasam b'machshove, so then b'machshove alone, it'll also be mekabel tume. Before it was used as a coin, so it doesn't have a teres keli. Now it is used as a mishkolos. It does have a teres keli. It's called mishamshei odom. So then, miskina is lav davke, but machshava alone that he has an intent to use it for this purpose is kol hakeim yodom de tumosam b'machshava. Sheyeshaykul bo mishkolos ve'im taima. So Taisus asks the hocha mashme. Sha'oisin mishkol bishel matches. That one can use a davar shel matches. We're using a coin to use it as a weight. Va'moicher es asvinam rinon ein oisin mishkolos mishel matches. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to use matches for a mishkol. So what's pshat? V'yishloima asataisa says as follows. The davke lishkel boso shuman Taisa says. That means if you want to use it to weigh meat, fat, shelachluches nidvak behem. So a person is weighing meats and fats, and his hands are meaty and fatty, and he's touching the weights also. In the process of weighing off the meat, shalachluchis nidvak behem. So the fatty substance from the meat will become nidvak to these weights. Umis yabish, and it dries up. Umachbit, and it will make the weight weigh more. So it comes out. If we have a weight that's a mishkal of a shekel. Bervais hayomim, it weigh a little bit more than a shekel because of the accumulation of the fatty substances that got that got attached to the mishkol shomatres. There, the Gemara says you should only use for weights zchuchis. It seems zchuchis somehow you can wash off. You can wash it off better. But the mattress somehow, you cannot clean it properly, so you can't use it. So al kaponim, so Taisi has a problem. So Taisi says, how can one make a mishkol out of a matbeah? Not allowed to. So Taisi says, that you were only speaking about a butcher that wants to weigh meat. So Mamela, so this mishkol, this is awesome. Avolishko ben kesev is of shori. But to use it for kesev is of, that you're allowed to. Ele tzorich lochayfon bo'ir. But there's a different alochim. If you're using kesev is of, so these are materials that rub out very easily. So that's also not good. You'll be using kesev is of, so if it's of a mishkol, of a pound, then you use a kesev, they'll rub out, so you're using a mishkol for a pound, but really the mishkol is less than a pound. Alatzorech l'chayfon bo'er shaloi yishchaku. You have to, when you use them, they should be covered with a covering of leather. So mamela, that will protect that the weight will not rub out. Kedisa perika mevi tinyam, shloish oiresain, the different types of oires of leather, kde lotza by mishkailis ktano, haine shal matches to machapin oisa ba'or. Okay, so the vial, we just said this aloche, which is aloche in hilches tume gatare, that the iskino is tume. Now, let's go further. At kamo tipoches perishoi lekaimo lesela shnei dinre. Now, how much can you hold a sela that it was nifchas, it's rubbed out, so you can have it, this din we had before. So if it's shnei dinre is a shekel, so that means if it's a shekel, till a shekel, you're allowed to keep it, because people know zich is not a sela, and if it's a shekel, people will take it for a shekel. Poches mikan. But what if it became rubbed out, now it's less than a shekel? So this is very deceiving. Since it's a broad coin, so people will not realize that this is less than a shekel. So one can't keep it in this shekel, since it's less than a shekel. Yokites, you have to cut it up in pieces. That means that you have to make it unusable for a coin. Yesa alkein mai. What if it is more than a shekel? This is more than a shekel. So that means, so like this, so the shaila is, am I afraid that people will be deceived, and since there's more silver content than a shekel, people will be deceived and they'll think maybe it's a sela. It's the width of a sela. So Mamela, the Shaila is this also deceiving if there's more silver content than a shekel? Max, what is the Dinsiva Machleka Samayloi? Omar Ravune, Hochis Mikan Yokates. If it's less than a shekel, you have to cut it up in pieces. It should not be used because it's a deceiving coin and people could use this for a shekel. Yes, Al-Kain, it's more than a shekel, but since it's less than a sela, this is also deceiving. It's your case. You should cut it so no one should use it, because this looks like a sela. So if it's Yeshira Inoam, so people will think it's a sela. If it's a shekel, this is like a very deceiving. Yes, I'll kind you kind. Let us see, Rashi. Tmei mekabelis tuma me'ata shrei aso keli. Yokait yechatcheno l'shnayim v'osi lafuka b'shekel. This is if it's less than a shekel. Yesa al kain yekayim l'gabi sela minkera p'chiso. So this is the svar of Rabbami. You can tell it's not a sela. V'loi machlifo b'sela. A person will not be machlevid in a cellar. Okay, let us divide, just finish the two taisvus that we had learned. Now we'll understand the taisvus. First let's learn the bottom taisvus, then we'll come back to the previous taisvus. Yeser al kain, if it's more than a shekel, yokeitz. V'loi yimkerena letaga, motzana mikoi apischa, Apichsa yesa michtei einosa. That means, if the pchas is more than the shir eino, you have to go and forget you have to cut it. And that what it says before in the baraisa, before we learned that lemkirenu letago is going on, it's less than half. So, but not because then it's deceiving. And the taga might sell it for a shekel, and it's less than a shekel. According to Rav Huna, that Rav Huna holds that more than the shir I know of a sela, it's also deceiving. So then leim kerena le taga can also be going on more than the shir I know. That's what Taisu says. Loim kerenu letage motzunami koi apichso yesa michdei oinos. Pochi perushe. Afilu almenas lenoikvo. That you're not allowed to sell it. What does it mean you're not allowed to sell it to a taga? It means you have to get rid of it. It's deceiving. No, he wants to sell it. He's saying that the purchaser should make an ekibinim. So if you sell it to a poshut person, that's permitted because there won't be a kilko. A tago, kenu letago lacharam. So that's also because they're not trustworthy. Aval acherim yimker al menas lenoikva. You're allowed to sell it, but to these people who you can't trust, you're not allowed to sell it. Lamanda Oma Yesa al Kain Yikai. According to Rabami, that holds yes, more than the Shira Noah means he'll never be mistaken for a seller. Layim Kerenu Letaga Lekoi Elo Abisela a shekel. Then it's only speaking about if it became a shekel already, so then less than a shekel, leim kirenu letaga, amanas lenokvoy. Dama pirsa yaisem y shekel chaluputa osa lekaima, ba'al koi leim kirenu letaga. So memela, that what we had before, leim kirenu letaga, if it's going on more than the shira inoa, or less than the Then a shekel is totally in the machlokes Rav Huna and Rabami. According to Rav Huna, it will go on more than the shir eino. Also, according to Rabami, it will only go on pachas mishekel. Now let's go to the previous taisvus. Va'oid yesh lefarish. We have here a member of Abaye, Machlikas Abaye and Rava, which Taisus had tremendous problems with. It said before in the Baraisa, Pochas mikam Issa osa lohitziya. If it's less an Issa osa lohitziya, so the Shaila is, what is the case? What are we talking about? So Taisus said a whole shtik teire that speaking about that, he wants to pay back. And Kozman is a shir eino. You're allowed to sell a chayfitz with a shir eino if you have an intent to pay. But if it's more than the shir eino, so it's a bitl mekach, so then it's called geizel al menas lahashiv. לא ואיך, וואי דווקא איסר, אפילו משהו. So Rav said, it's speaking about that there is the Shira known, he has no intent to pay back. That's how, that was the previous Pshat in Tosfos. Speaking about this, and Isser more than the Shir Eino. And he's going to sell it Bishavya. He's going to sell it how much it's worth. So that means, let us say, there's four Isrim in a seller. That's the Shireino. Now there's five Isrim. So that's more than the Shireino. According to Rameya. So then the din is also. What's that also? Vaydish Lapo Shama Rabbi also Laitsiya Afilu Bishovia. Afilu, you'll sell it Bishovia. That means he's selling it clay, he's selling he wants to sell this seller in the true value. It's worth a seller minus five Isrim. He wants to sell it for that. There's no bitl mekich, there's nothing. He's selling it for the right price. Also lo itziya. You're not allowed to do it. Why? V'sova k'man d'oma v'somoch. Yesa al ken yokaitz. Some amela v'akel. That this price is going according to Avune. That if it's more than the shir einom, so even though this person is ondlich and he's telling you that what the real value is, but Chazal also, since it still looks like a seller and it's more than the Shireino, Chazal also to keep it, and you have to cut it up. Avol pachis meyisa. So then we have to understand. So what is the difference if we're afraid that this is a misleading coin, more than the shir I know, people think it's a seller. So why do you need an iser more than the shir I know? Maybe a fila mashu more. Avo pochas me iser shari, the lehefsid merube chashashim. That means, v'loi lehefsid mut. That means, if there's more than the Shireino, and is there more than the Shireino, so then this is a hefsid merube for the lekeach. So then this is a din yokit. The loyla hefsid mu'at, but if it's only a mashu more than the Shireino, there was no din yokit. That means the hefsid that the lekeach will acquire, even though he's deceived, is not such a big hefsid. V'rove dekoma afilu mashu nami, less lehai svore. Rove, that asked on Abai, he doesn't hold hefsid mut. If it's deceiving, and it's more than the shireino, they said yokuts. Umotzi nami sova rove ben kemandi yoma yokits ben kemandi yoma yikai. That means that maybe boy if rove holds yokits, so he's just disagreeing with Abaya. Abaya said the whole din yokits is only by a hefsid merube. That means an issa over the shireinom. Then, and since this is a deceiving coin, then this is a din yokits. But less than such a shir, there's no isam, there's no din yokuts, and Rava disagreed with him. Rava said, no, more than the shir, I know it's yokuts already. If a little by hefsid mut, there's also chashosh. That's if Rava holds yokuts. Rava holds like Rav Hunin. Bein kemand de oma yekayim, and if Rava holds yekayim, so then, so what's pshat in Rava? So Rava is going, alibe dabai. That means, I bechlal disagree with you on this halacha. But if it flew according to you, that you hold yokayim, there's no svara to differentiate between if there's an issa over the shirayno, or there's a mashu over the issarano. A filo mashu nami. That is the kasha of Rav. I personally disagree bechlal with Rapunda. I hold bechlal there's no dinyokas, but according to you, it doesn't make sense to differentiate between a issa more than the shirayno or less than an issa. Bekitza, we are now in the middle of a sugya. If there's more than the shirayno by a sela, if there's a din yokets. Rav Huna holds there's a din yokets, Rav Ami holds there's no din yokets. So now the Gemara is going to ask Kakashi. Meisevei, we learned in the Braise, Yeser al kain moicha bishavya. So what does Rashi say? Yeser al kain moicha bishavya, le'el k'toni lo, gabi sela, Shepichsa meicha b'shavya lefi domeo v'loy b'yofe. That means, so the Gemara understood, if there's more than the shirayno, you sell how much it's worth. Aba alma muta lekaima. According to Rav Huna, it is a din yokets. My lav shepichsa yoisa michdei oinosa. So it says, Moicha b'shavi, so you sell how much it's worth. So Zarai to Rav Ami. So the Gemara says, Lo yiseire da'akati lo yipichsa b'chdei oinosa Moicha b'shavi. No. It means, yes, Arkane, if there's less than the shir, I know. There's more silver content. So then, Moicha b'shavi, then you can sell it for a yofet. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. The Mishnah is telling us, if there's less than a shir I know, you can sell it l'chatchila for a yofim. So Rashi says, yes, al-kain, al-kidei I know, there's more silver content that there's no shir I know. L'aypichso kidei I know, l'chol chad v'chad kidisli. Maicha bishov yo biyofim. So it is very interesting, this very Yisoidistik Rishash over here. The Gemara had two Taichin in Yeser Al-Kain, in what Moicha B'Shavya means. First, the Gemara understood Yeser Al-Kain means there's more than the Shir I know. That means it's missing more than a 24th, or more than a 12th, more than a 6th. So Moicha B'Shavya, you sell it what it's for its true value. Shoshavya means it's shavius, but it's worth. So that was Akasha and Rav Huna. Rav Huna says if it's more than the shirayno, it is misleading and you have to go and cut it. You have to destroy it. So the Mor says no. Yes, al kain means there's more silver content. There's no, it's pachas mishtos. It's pachas in the shirayno. And moicha, Bishavya means you sell it, if there's less than a shirayno, I can sell a chatchila for a seller. I can sell it for a seller, less than the shirayno, I can sell it for a seller. Frag the Rishash, it's very interesting that the word moicha bishavya should have two translations. One translation is that how much it's worth, that was the havamin of the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, no, Moicha B'Shavya, you sell it for a seller yafe. It's less than the shirayno. How does one word have two translations, which are opposite translations? So he says, let's look at Rashi. Rashi put two vavin. Moicha B'Shavya B'Yafe. Two vavin. First time, Rashi was gave us one vav, and here Rashi was gave us two vavin. What's the difference between one vav and two vavin? So he says, Amor Diketaych. Moicha b'shavya with one Vav means you sell it for its value. How much kama hu shove it? What is it worth? So memele, if it is less than the shireino, it was more than the shireino, I mean, was not, it's missing more than 124, moicha bishavya, you sell what it's worth. That was the habamina of the Gemara, not like Chavun, it's not yoke. So the Gemara says, no, it's speaking about it's less than the shireino. In moicha bishavya with two vavin means moicha to what it's doime to. That means since this coin is similar to a seller, it has the size as of a seller more or less, so shavya with two vavim means lemashu hu doime loy. So since it's doime to a seller, you sell it for a seller. That is what the Rishash says. Yeah. Rashi before also on that one, based on Madal of Moicha Bishavya, Rashi puts two Vavin, Besela Yofen. As she said, that I mean, so Shavya means, so there, with two Vavin, it's a Loshin, not value, it means to what it's Daima to, what it's similar to. That's what the Rishash says. The shavya bechadva pirusha kemoishu shavata, how much it's worth. Lache chesroinai, bebeiz vovin, mulvonoi, shivui vidimyoi. That's how the shavya shabahen, that there's a similarity. Matzalem vedoim letchilosei lesha'a sloim shleim. Okay. Zut the Gemara baita. Meisevei, at kamo tipoches bihei reshoi lekaimo. We heard in the Baraisa before, how much can it lose its silver content, and you're still allowed to keep it, lesela a shekel, that it was previously a shekel, now it's half of a shekel, sela, it's a shekel, you're allowed to keep it. My love, the poches puta puta, that means it was getting less and less and less. How much can you hold it, and you're not believed to get rid of it, till a shekel? Now, but it means till a shekel, you're allowed to hold it. So if it was more than a shekel, you're allowed to hold it. So it's a kasha and ravune. My love, the poch is puta puta. The Mo says, loy de nofel lenura. No, it's speaking about not that it's got smaller bahadroge. We got smaller badroge, the minute it's more than the shirayno, you have to get rid of it according to Ravuna. Now it fell into a fire. Ba'afchais b'choda zimne. And in one shot it became, from a seller became a shekel. So so you're allowed to keep it, cause man it's a shekel, less than a shekel. You're not allowed to keep it because it's deceiving already. Omama yikveno. So what do you do when it's less than a shekel? So now you have a deceiving coin. So you have to take it out of circulation. How do you take it out of circulation? Yikveno, it makes a hole in the coin. Yitleno, betzavo benoi, betzavo bitoi. Reminu, so it seems you're allowed to, By making a hole in the coin, you're taking it out of circulation, and this is permissible. Amino Aleshu Akashem, we learn a coin that you have to take out of circulation. Lo yesenu mishkol be mishkoloisav. Don't make it a weight, because that's not taking it out of circulation. It still can be used as a coin. Lo yizrekenu bein grutoisav. Don't throw it away with the old silver pieces, the old metal pieces. Because in all these three cases, this coin, which is a deceiving coin, even though now you put it away in seemingly in a knife and it will not be used as a coin, but that does not guarantee it will not be used as a coin. It's a dangerous piece of metal that could be eventually used as a coin. So, Elo, what should you do? A yishchek, or you grind it. A yitoich, or you melt it. A yoketz, or you cut it. A yelich liyam amelach. Al koponim, so here we learned that a coin that is nifchas, more than half, which you're not allowed to use it anymore. So here it says there's no ether to make a hole in it. And we learned before that for Celt, that's how you take it out of circulation, by making a hole in it. The matter is where you make the hole. If you make the hole in the middle of the coin, so then it's out of circulation. So finished. That's a gewaldic, and that what the Baraisa suggested before. But normally, we have to understand when a person uses a coin for a necklace, he doesn't make it in the middle. It doesn't look too nice. You make it by the edge of the coin, and the coin hangs. If you make it by the edge of the coin, this does not ensure it will not be used. You'll have a ramah, you'll cut off a little bit around the hole, and then we have a coin, and we use it again for a shekel. If you intend to make a hole minatzad, forget about it. That is not, by making a hole minatzad, you're not taking it out of circulation. Zot Rashi, my love, the pifs of puta puta, become a muta lekaima, a shekel, amalei mechalfa besela. Yefte daravune, grotois of shivrekli kese. Ochi garsinen, oi yokeits, he should cut it, oi yitoich, he should melt it, loshen hatoche. The garsinen yachtoich, yachtoich and yokeits is the same thing. Beemza yikven, if you make a hole in the middle, mishenokvo, loisagi, the middle, there's a hole in the middle, so people, it's not used anymore for circulation, and it's adle yikven, lofi. He'll cut around from the outside, from the edge. We had in the Mishnah that if a coin, there's a shear I know in a coin. So there's a shear till when can the misana be chayzer. So the Mishnah said that if he's in a krach, so he has an access to a shulchani. So achiyare le shulchani. If he lives in a kfar, in a village, there's no shulchani. So then, the only way he can know there's a problem with the coin when he comes to the store Erev Shabbos to buy Tzorchi Shabbos and it will not be accepted, then he'll see that this coin is not good. So he is till Erev Shabbos. Why is it by a seller? The Tanna said there's a difference if he's in a krach or if he's in a kvar. Umayshno betalis deloy maflik. The talis, it doesn't say where, that is where he is, if he's in a krach, if he's in a kvar. It says, atchiyara letaga letaga lekoivoy. There it doesn't say where he's living. By a coin it says you look where he's living. Omar Abaye, Kisna Nami Masnisen Betales Bekrochem. Atales is speaking about Krochem. So there's a Moedike Kasha over here. The Rishash and Omadalev asks the Kasha. So Lechere, Poshid Yilurm Shat. We learned first a Mishnah of Inov Atales. Until when can he be chayza? At sheyare letagoy lekoyvoy. That was a Mishnah by Talos. Now we have a Mishnah by a coin. עד מוסה מוטה להחזר, עד שיער אל השולחני, באמת דברים אמורים, בכוחם, בכוחם, עד ארבע שבוסס. So the Gemara asked the question, why is it, when it comes to coins, the Tana said to differentiate it, the matters if he lives in a city, if he lives in a kvar, and why is it, by a talus, the Tana did not differentiate? So Abaye said, the Talus is speaking about Krochim. The Talus is speaking about Krochim. And Krochim, the Shir is at Shiyara, the Tago. So it's Moedek Modnach, the Tana didn't mention anything. The Talus is speaking about Krochim. The Rishash is Moedek. So the Nachlas Moshe says a beautiful word. The Nachlas Moshe says, and it's Moedek Emes, he says, you have to understand, when people bought Pagodim, if you lived in a kfar, you did not buy, you had no way to buy a beggar in a kfar. The small village, they didn't sell clothing there. You went to a krach to buy, if you want to buy a clothing, it wasn't, nowadays we have clothing stores, now we live in Krochim Take, but if you live in the Hicks, you live in Kfarim, you don't buy suits there, you don't buy talasim there. So if you're buying a talus, you buy it's a koch, you're going to a krach. If you're in a krach, so now you have a way to be mavara. Show it to, you're in a krach, it's a metropolis over there, so show it to a taga, to a koch, there's mavinim over there. So it's merdik meduik. The talus, the krochim now. Fashteitzer is talking about a krochim. Here we're talking about coins. Coins, wherever you are, you need coins. The Mamela, so by Kvarim, so the Tana said, that's a kelp. And if you find yourself in a kvar, so you don't have anyone to show it to, so then you have to wait for Erev Shabbos. Rava Omar Talis Kol Inish Kimle Begave. Rava said, no, afilu na kvar, you have to look for a maven. Mevinim, you don't need someone who's too expert, who has a degree. Each person is a maven, is worth this amount of money, is not worth this amount of money. Or kaponim, even though not everyone is a maven, we see this lekeach was not a maven, but al kaponim, wherever you are, you can find mevinim. People who understand that so mamela fully you live in a kfar, you have a shir, so show it to a maven. You don't need a krach for that. Sela, even the lab kolinish kimle begave here, sepasnet mevinis. Here you need expertise of a shulchani. Ela shulchani, only a shulchani can be mavchen if there's the proper silver counter. Doesn't have the proper silver counter. So atchiyan le shulchani. So then the shir is takel le shulchani. If you're nakach, bekvorim the leke shulchani adavi shabos is the salken le shulchani. So Rav said fakert that the whole difference between a krach and a kvar is if you're deep, because there you need an expert to be mafchim, and only in krochim there were experts, not in kvar. Zakrashi, the maflig ben kvarim le krochim. Maishna talis to lay maflik to toni bechdei sheyara le taga oi le kroi boi. Loishna krach, loishna kva. So they said the salkin le shuka liknais tzairich sudi shabbos to be toni sudi shabbos. Vim hoyo makiro afilu la'acher shneim osa chaydush. Now the Mishnah said, if the one who gave the Sela Chaseiro, Afilu Lach Hashneim Asa Chaydish, he also should return it. Like the Gemara Eichet, Ibekrochim Ha'amrit Ad Sheyara L'Shulchani. Hey, what Shnei Asa Chaydish? He lives in a krach. He had time to show it to a Shulchani. He didn't show it to Shulchan, so it's a Rai, he's Meichel. So 12 months later, he comes to the one who gave him the selling, and says, you know, it's Chosa. And Shuldik, you had time to be Mevarah, you want Mevarah, Zaraya Moichel. I bekforim, ha'amret, ad arvei Shabbosai, she said till Erev Shabbos. About Kaponim, he had as man to be Mevarah, he wasn't Mevarah, so why, so that's, that is a din of Mechila. Amar Rav Chisda, midas chasidis shanuka. The Mishnah is not speaking about halachically. Halachically, that means we gave every misane, every nisane, the opportunity to be mevarer daino. If he didn't use this opportunity, it's his hard luck, meikar adin. This is assumed, if you don't care about it to be mevarer, so this halachically is a din of mechila. That's halachic. We go with the Shulchan Aruch as a din of Mechila. But al kaponim, a chosid that goes lefnim mishur is a din, yen that comes by, yeah, halachically as a din Mechila, I can't be teveya from you, you should give me back a good seller. But al kaponim, if he's a chosid, so he should be mevater and go lefnim mishur is a din. Imamen Rabbi Yosi Chosid, Imamen Chaver Chachov Avalecha Kishalach, that's Chassidus. So Memele, so that is, that, so this Mishnah is speaking about Amidus Chassidus. So Trashi, Midus Chassidus, Rochikoma, Im Chosid, who Mekabla, if he's a Chosid, he's Mekabla.